Mark, the day after, how do you guys come as a group here and continue to battle on and get ready for game four here tomorrow night?
Well, I mean, it's not easy. It's not all sunshine in there, but we know we got a job to do and we need to move on. We're excited about tomorrow night. I mean, last night was a fun game. I mean, the crowd was into it. We expect the same tomorrow night.
What was that like to be a player both before the game and obviously during in that atmosphere?
Yeah, there was a lot of excitement. I mean, starting in warm-up, it was loud, and it was fun. I mean, that's why you play the game, playing games like that, and the crowd brought it. And, yeah, again, looking forward to getting back out there tomorrow night.
Mark, do you think going into the series that people taking a look at the stats, your guys' possession numbers and some five-on-five work that you've had success with throughout the year, we saw everything from you guys as underdogs as the last qualifier to favorites in the series. Was any of that a distraction or unsettling to the group in any way?
What's that?
Well, some people, all of a sudden you're coming into the playoffs for the first time as a group, and some are saying you're favorite to win the series, and some are saying that you're underdogs. It just seemed like there was a kind of a different pressure on the team coming into this postseason. It wasn't just, hey, you've qualified, see what happens.
Oh, I don't think we felt that way at all. Qualified, see what happens. No,
not you guys. No.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll start again. You guys were the second wild card qualifier for the playoffs, but a lot of people looked at the analytics and said, wait a minute, the Jets are actually probably better than the Ducks. And I wondered if it created a different kind of pressure on the team coming in.
No, I don't think so. I don't. Coming into the series, we expected an extremely tough series, but we're confident in our team. And, you know, it hasn't gone the way we wanted, but we've done some good things, and it's not over yet. So we're looking forward to tomorrow night getting that first win and going from there.
Playoff hockey's always obviously a different beast, Mark, but, I mean, you guys had to win down the stretch. It wasn't easy for you guys to get in. Can that help you guys at all in this sort of situation, that this isn't the first time that you've had your backs against the wall?
Yeah, I think so. I think our group has a lot of resolve, and we're very proud of how we got here and what we've done all season. I mean, it wasn't easy. We worked extremely hard to get here. So, I mean, there's definitely no quit. I mean, there's not even a question that there's no quit in that room to a man. So, like I said, we're just we're putting that behind us now, and really looking forward to getting back out there and righting the ship. It's going to be another electric atmosphere. It's going to be an intense game, and that's a game that we can play.
Have you learned anything in the first three games of the series that maybe you didn't know or maybe didn't expect?
No, not a whole lot. I think they brought what we expected. Their top end guys bring a lot to their offensive game. Special teams is extremely important in this league, especially in the playoffs, and that's something that we've seen throughout the first three games, and something we'll continue to see. I don't think there's been a ton of surprises.
A building point for your team to be able to hold them off the scoreboard on their power play last night.
Yeah, that was really important for us. I think all season our penalty kill's been good. I mean, you have ups and downs. You don't want to have any in the playoffs, but we gave up a few in the first couple games, and that's not something that that we like to do. We take a lot of pride in our penalty kill, but it was nice to keep them off last night.
Sorry, a lot of focus on Perry and Getzlaff, but Silverberg and Cogliano have kind of stepped up too. Is it a little bit of a moving target out there in terms of that, or do you just look at anybody in a Ducks jersey as dangerous?
Well, yeah, you expect the playoffs. I mean, anybody can be an impact player. You can't just concentrate on the two top end guys and expect to, if you shut them down, you're gonna shut the team down. We expect the same from our team. We expect everybody to contribute in some way, and that's what the playoffs is all about. Guys that maybe don't get a lot of recognition during the season step up and play big games.
Blake talked about caring so much as a group and wanting to do so well as a group, and maybe even to give back to the fans so much that it can cause you to be a little careful maybe at times as a team. Is that part of learning for this group, is how to give your best but not tighten up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look at the first two games, I think you can say that we tightened up a bit in the third, but Last night, I don't think that was the case. I don't think, you know, they scored on one breakdown, but I think the third period, I mean, we controlled the play. You know, I don't think the game was lost in the third period last night. It was lost in overtime. But, yeah, we do care a lot about each other. This team, this group, definitely, I mean, you've seen it all year. We play hard for each other, and we'll continue to do that. You don't want to get to the point where you care so much that you're tightening up. First two games, maybe that was the case, but last night, I don't think you can say that.
You guys fixed a lot of things that game three. The special teams got going, and your top point producers got points. So what's left to fix?
Just continue. Just get a win. That's basically it. The end result is what we need to fix. Last night there was a lot of good things. It was nice to see some of those guys who, you know, maybe. You know, well, you guys talk about a lot, but, you know, for them to get some points and contribute, and that's gonna continue. But, yeah, I don't think there's not really one thing you can pinpoint. It's just a matter of closing out a game and getting a win.
Laughlin's been such an emotional leader for you guys all season. And what do you see in his play this series?
I see a lot of good things. I think Buff cares a lot. He wants to win. And, you know, he's gonna be huge for us here. Tomorrow night especially, and then the rest of the series. So Buff's the guy that is an impact player for us, whether he's playing physical or whether he's you know, putting up points. He can do pretty much everything. So we're gonna rely on him a lot.